This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my palatial studio here where it's 38 degrees outside in Tampa Bay, my flagship station, AM 860, the answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet, streaming online and on the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us all free and safe. And a special shout-out goes out to everybody that's working a third watch right now. Whatever it is you're doing, however it is that you're doing it, stay warm, and we certainly appreciate what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can communicate with us right off that little messenger on the page. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And Denise Simon, it was quite a day yesterday with the impeachment proceedings. It got over, I guess, about 1:30 or quarter to 2 this morning, but wow.
Yeah, wow is kind of right. I will tell you on a bird's eye level of this thing, you saw such division between the two parties in the Senate with, you know, the Trump team being very matter-of-fact, being very strict within law, within rules. Yet you saw the House panel, if you will, led by Schiff and Nadler, make assertions that, you know, Trump is the single biggest devil that we've ever had in politics. I mean, if you really kind of listen to the words and the assertions and the accusations, I will tell you that we are as much of a divided nation today that we will ever be, and I don't see that there's going to be a cure. I had a discussion with somebody a couple nights ago because, you know, we keep saying, well, they're doing all this and they're not doing the people's business. They need to get back to legislating, you know, with the opioid crisis and immigration and all these other kinds of things. My argument is I don't care about those things anymore, because if these people, for the lack of a better word, deep staters, are not stopped, it will continue, and we won't get to the people's business anyway. So my sense is we have got to stop the Schiff, Pelosi, Nadler, you know, that whole crowd, and not just they as legislators, but all of their non-government support operators that cause these division, or perpetuate this division. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, we are going to hate government more and more and more out here, we little guys, because they're not gonna stop this stuff.
It's time to retire Nancy Pelosi once and for all. It's time to retire Adam Schiff, which, by the way, I think he's got his eyes on the Senate when Dianne Feinstein leaves. And it's time to retire Jerry Nadler. Now, the other thing is that Senator Ted Cruz said that he does not expect that there'll be a motion to dismiss the trial. And at the same time, Alan Dershowitz has weighed in, being challenged on CNN a couple of days ago. And we just saw the video of that. But we're also hearing that the abuse of power by the Democrats that they put out there is way too vague, and there's no reason why it should go through.
Well, there, you know, I've said it several times, that the two articles of impeachment do not have a, there's no assertion, there's no allegation there of a crime, of a, where a law was broken. They're not claiming perjury, they're not claiming treason, you know, some action that resulted in treason. In fact, the two articles don't even define inside high crimes and misdemeanors. High crimes and misdemeanors means that something, some law was broken. So I wrote an article the other day how the General Accounting Office said that Trump broke the law. Well, first of all, the GAO is not a legal wing of government. And they, a president can withhold anything for whatever reason. He is a fiduciary. He has to protect the taxpayer dollar. And I think in this case that he necessarily was. Let's not forget that Zelensky was an unknown quantity. He'd never been in politics. He was a comedian before he took over as president. So it's kind of like, we know what you ran on, and that's okay. But are you really for real? Can you clean up your country? Such as the United States / Trump was not the only one concerned with corruption in Ukraine. European nations were, and the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, after the $6 billion was stolen out of Ukraine, was tasked by the Obama administration, interestingly enough, to go give Ukraine a stopgap loan, so we wouldn't necessarily have to keep throwing money at them. So there's a lot of moving parts to all of this, and it's a much bigger picture. The Trump legal team knows these things. They're not going to use them until they have to use them. And given that we have finally gone through all of Schumer's amendments from last night, given that we have to dismiss all those, there was only one defection on one amendment, and that was when it came to witnesses, that was Susan Collins.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. By the way, Mel is saying George Soros needs to be investigated. Well, yeah, I'll agree with you there, Mel, totally. And what's the temperature up there in Saratoga Springs, my friend? We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming right back. 38 degrees in my backyard right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as we tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and while you're there, click on the logo link in the right side page. Red, white, and blue says USCCA. A window will drop down and ask you if you want to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. But here's the bonus now. Along with the free gun a day giveaway, for the rest of the month, you will get 1 year's worth of ammunition with that gun. So how about that? So you sign up for the gun, you get the ammunition that comes with it for a year, and you're in like Flynn. Then after that happens, you'll have an opportunity to take a look at membership. They've got three levels of membership. Become a member of the USCCA, then you'll know what I know and the rest of us, some 365,000 plus, know the advantages that come with that. Now, if you become a member, you'll get a nice, handy little $474 worth of free stuff along with it, stuff from USCCA, including some of their gun bags and some different items that they have to give you, as well as all the different training material they have, the videos and the books, and you'll get that tremendous award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, which will definitely let you know all the stuff that's going on in the great world of outdoors, shooting, hunting, fishing, camping, whatever. It's all in there. So, USCCA, click on that logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, Denise Simon is with me, and before I go to Denise Simon, I'm going to read this, and then we'll get her comment. She says, this is from Steve in Thailand. He says, further to what Denise is saying, to end divisiveness in our country, we better work to get some conservative people teaching our children, because liberal thinking is being ingrained in all our young people in a big way. Denise, what say you?
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, I've done several radio interviews with education experts on that very thing. And this is where I would say the Department of Education needs to be having some real interesting talks with our respective states and the education systems within the respective states and taking a hard look at the syllabus. Interestingly enough, Governor DeSantis of Florida has asked the educators within the state to put two things into the education system, and that is classes on personal finance, and the other one is civics. If you haven't taken those two classes, you cannot graduate from high school. Now, when that takes effect, or how it, I mean, that's what he is putting out there. So I don't know if this has got to go through the legislature or whatever, but he is striking that bell, and rightly so.
You know, years ago when I graduated from high school, we had to have civics. We also had to have a certain amount of math, a certain amount of science, and a language. We had to take either French or Spanish or German. Those were the languages that were offered to us. And you had to have all that to get what was called a Regents diploma so you could go on to college. Oh, yes, go right ahead.
I said yes, pretty much. I remember that, too. And since then, the education system is dramatically changed. Let's remember, when I went through high school, we did not have college prep. We did not have the magnet school system. We did not have home education. So, obviously, people tried to make it better, and in a lot of cases, making it better, they made it worse. We're teaching classes that have virtually no value in adult life. And I think Ron DeSantis, in trying to include personal finance classes, almost like home economics, or shop, or, you know, some kind of blue collar, skills like welding or, woodworking. Those things are very important. People, I mean, they don't know the difference between a flathead screw or a Phillips. You know what I'm saying? So, there's some very basic things that we have to obviously go back to.
All right. Now, yesterday, the president, of course, was in Davos in Switzerland. This is just a brief 39-second synopsis of some of the major things that he said yesterday while he was there. So here we go.
Since my election, America has gained over 7 million jobs. Just last week alone, the United States concluded two extraordinary trade deals. The agreement with China and the United States Mexico-Canada agreement. As a result of our efforts, investment is pouring into our country. We've regained our stride, rediscovered our spirit, and reawakened the powerful machinery of American enterprise. America is thriving. America is flourishing. And yes, America is winning again like never before.
Now, that's all great to hear, and there are some trade deals we think that are... Yeah, that's all great to hear, and there are some trade deals that are probably in the works here. The president is trying to work out some sort of tariff deal, if you will, with the European car makers, and that's part of what was tossed up there yesterday, that he threatened Europe with auto tariffs without some sort of trade deal.
Well, it's actually not so much a trade deal. It has to do with an applied tax or tariff on Internet sales and Internet access. So he's really saying to Europe, Europe, you know, you need to look inwardly and be as much, and this is kind of the same speech that he gave in 2018. You didn't go to Davos last year. But he's really saying, take a look at what we have done in the last couple of years here in the United States and the successes that we're enjoying, and we're ready to expand all that with Europe, but there are certain stipulations here that we've come to learn about, and we're trying to correct those things, and we've essentially done that with the USMCA and with the China deal. The China deal is a very unique deal, so that almost has to sit out there by itself. But Europe is in a unique situation because they have needs that we don't have, we don't need. And one is energy. Europe is really not an oil, natural gas producing region of the globe. So they are reliant on the Middle East and or Russia. And of course, if you get any energy out of Russia, it's got to go through Ukraine, which is the reason that Europe was very interested in Ukraine, because the pipelines go through Ukraine. Anyway, he's really out there saying, we don't have these restrictions, we don't have these regulations, we don't have all these things that we had under our previous administration, and we're getting rid of more, and this is to the benefit. So you guys didn't have the restrictions that we had, and why are you in the condition that you're in? So he's got the right message for sure. In the meantime, he was meeting with business leaders to see what other investment other corporations can invest here in the United States. And I know that, you know, it's kind of a, like a globalist thing that we are continue to merge other countries across the globe with the United States, but that's just where we are. I mean, every country relies on each other. And I think he has the right message for Davos.
Okay, now let's talk about Iowa for a minute because, of course, the three senators running for president, Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, are all in Washington, D.C. until this trial gets over or until they go on their one day off during the weekend or whatever. But they've got their minions over there. Joe Biden, by the way, yesterday is now leading in the latest poll coming out of Iowa. And we hear that Amy Klobuchar had some of her family members delivering hot meals to some of the folks that were in Iowa. That's number one. Number two, we hear that Elizabeth Warren had some of her staffers and some members of her entourage as well going out to these different events. And Bernie Sanders is going to have the one, the only, the incomparable AOC roaming Iowa this weekend.
Well, since he can't be on the campaign trail because he has to sit like a good little boy in his seat in the Senate during the impeachment, he's got to have somebody else. And who is that somebody else? Well, in this case, it's AOC. So Amy Klobuchar doesn't have an AOC. I'm surprised she hasn't found her own version, along with Elizabeth Warren. But they're relying on their campaign team. And I just wonder how many people, say in the Amy Klobuchar camp, are good with campaign dollars, contributions going into her fund, turning around and buying meals for people in Iowa. I mean, it's essentially buying a vote, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And here comes the music. I got to let you go, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay warm on your mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back with more and our next military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Right now, it's a balmy 37 degrees in Tampa, 37 degrees in Tampa. I'll be right back. Don't go.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate rejected repeated Democratic attempts to secure new evidence in President Trump's impeachment trial and, along party lines, voted down amendments to subpoena members of the Trump administration to testify. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there could be a price to pay.
They will be haunted by history and perhaps by the voters because they're on record against witnesses and documents. I think what they will see by the end of this trial is the peril of continuing on that track. And maybe we will see them change their minds, but I will be very blunt. I'll believe it when I see it.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell backed off a plan to fast-track opening statements after coming under pressure from fellow Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our next military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll across the overnight radio airwaves, keeping everybody nice and warm, because I certainly hope that you're nice, warm, and comfy tonight. Because it is chilly out in a lot of spots across the southern part of the United States, as well as in the north. Mel just told me it was 18 degrees up there in Saratoga Springs. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, The National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our backyard. Now, after you check them out online at naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take their tour, and you'll find out what they're all about. I mean, just checking them out on the web doesn't quite fit the bill. You need to go there. You need to see what they're doing. You need to see all the things that you're going to benefit by, and you need to understand that this isn't just your average job that you're going to start out with. This is a job that I was telling everybody would pay you between $50,000 and $60,000 a year. Well, after what Bo told me last week, guess what? It's now up to $60,000 a year. So, $60,000 a year, not uncommon, and a lot more than that if you want to apply yourself. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, well, the 10th Mountain Rangers, the 10th Mountain Division and the Rangers there, their headquarters has announced that they're going to be replacing the 1st Armored Division headquarters in Afghanistan this spring. That was announced by the Army. And can't wait to say howdy-howdy to those guys, because a lot of them I know. I used to work with them when I was in the fire service up there. We used their dust-offs to come down, and they'd take our seriously injured patients from accidents and whatnot, take them either up to Watertown or fly them down to Syracuse, whatever the case might happen to be, depending on where the trauma center was that was available to them. And I really enjoyed working with the 10th Mountain Division. They were a great bunch of guys, and I'm sure they still are. Now, you know, this thing with the Virginia guns and all that sort of stuff, it's just gotten nuts. Because, again, we're hearing from the mainstream media about, well, these militias, you know, they got these AR weapons and this, that, and the other. They're not assault rifles. They might look like they're really something, but they're a glorified 22 caliber rifle for the most part. These ultralights, these AR-15s. By the way, it's the AR-16 you need to worry about. That's the super souped-up AR-15 with a MAGA hat on it. Got that from a Trump supporter. Thank you. Got that from a Trump supporter. and also, the Navy, with some exercises near Florida, the southeastern United States, and the Caribbean, they're telling people that pilots flying over the southeastern United States and the Caribbean may experience some unreliable or unavailable GPS signals through the end of January, according to a flight advisory from the Federal Aviation Administration. This is because of a Navy exercise going on near Florida. Now, that's the only way it's being described to me right now. So, don't ask me for any more information. That's all I know. Now, the Navy does not believe that the carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower overran its last maintenance period because of class-wide issues that could affect the next ship as they age, but rather the work tripled in length due to challenges specific to the hull and the shipyard. At the time, they couldn't get into the shipyard. And by the way, some nations being considered for travel restrictions today: Belarus, Kyrgyzstan, Eritrea, Sudan, Nigeria, Tanzania, and Myanmar, all being considered for travel restrictions for United States citizens based on terror warnings coming from those states. Now, we got a new aircraft sitting up on a mount out in front of the gate over here at MacDill. It's a model of the Memphis Belle, the B-17. Now, the Memphis Belle, the World War II B-17, that returned to MacDill Air Force Base after conducting 25 combat missions against Nazi Germany, is perhaps one of the most famous bombers in all of World War II, because of some of the missions they were on. Plus, they were also featured, I believe, in television, 12 O'Clock High. Or was that a movie? It might have been a movie, 12 O'Clock High. I believe they were featured in that. Also, the Air Force Personnel Center said that 291 enlisted airmen have been selected for supplemental promotion coming this month. Congratulations to all of them. There you go. And the B-52 Stratofortress will no longer carry the B-61-7 and B-83-1 nuclear gravity bombs as they prepare to carry the new long-range standoff weapon known as the LRSO, which is a nuclear-tipped missile to be fired from the B-52. A nuclear-tipped missile versus hauling the bombs around and dropping them. By the way, MARSOC is going to be evaluating a machine gun that could replace the M240 and 50 caliber. Now, this gun that could replace the decades-old M240, the standard medium machine gun for both the Army and Marines, is currently being evaluated by the Marines with Special Operations Command, and you may see them soon out on the range and might even see them being used over there in Iraq or Afghanistan, for that matter. By the way, Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger has got big plans for reintegrating the Navy for the big fight in the future. If it requires moving a lot of pieces around the globe of the Marine Corps and all of their equipment. So, we'll see what the Navy and the Marines can work out together. Also, the Marine Corps is shelling out some $10 million for lightweight polymer 50 caliber ammunition. Now, the Marine Corps has awarded a $10 million contract for new lightweight polymer 50 caliber ammunition for the M2 Browning machine gun, a staple of the military's arsenal since World War II. Also, the National Guard has got its first enlisted female Guard soldier to graduate from Ranger School. Her name, Sergeant Danielle Farber. She knew when she signed up to join the National Guard and the military, she wanted to be a Ranger. That's one of the things she wanted to be. And when asked what Army Ranger School was like after she graduated, Sergeant Danielle Farber, who wasn't beating around the bush, said two words, it sucks. It ain't easy. It ain't easy, I guarantee you that one. By the way, the Coast Guard, the planned new Coast Guard Museum, has now raised $56 million to build the Coast Guard Museum there in Connecticut. Probably right there close by the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, I'm guessing. Don't know for sure. And the Space Force. Did you hear about this one? The Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff thinks it's time for America's military to stop sitting around and studying the heck out of its potential space solutions and instead begin testing them in orbit. So, the Space Force may be flying around the planet Earth. Soon. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming in here. Don't forget him, and we'll be talking about a little bit of money stuff. Be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical. Only Eyes Optical, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, how about checking out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call at 941-444-7984. Schedule an appointment with the optometrist that's there. Get your eyes checked. And then the licensed optician, Diana Reeson, will be more than happy to take care of you for all of your eyeglass needs. Now, if you got one of those ads from one of those big box stores, she will meet or beat any advertised price. Bring the ad along with you. And by the way, she cares about you, your eyes too, Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you'll all get a discount on your eyeglasses. All the family members do all that, so there you go. So stop by and say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, the phone number to call is 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All righty. Well, Chris Markowski is up there in the balmy section of Long Island where it's nice and warm and comfortable. Right, Chris?
Well, it's not yet. Not balmy, that's for sure. It's gonna start warming up a little bit. I know everybody in Florida is getting the cold, that usual winter cold snap down there where you got to go outside and cover your plants. I remember that.
Well, it's 37 here in my, right outside my palatial studios. It's 33 up in Jacksonville. One of our truckers checked in. 30 up in Valdosta. 36 over in Orlando. One of our good friends checked in over there. But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what's warming up the financial things there, because Steve Mnuchin yesterday said that phase two of the trade deal with China may not remove all the tariffs, but yet that's not a bad thing, is it?
Well, they're not going to – phase two is – they even talked about this ahead of time. It's going to be like phase 2.1, phase 2.2. They're going little by little with this and knocking things off. Until we are satisfied with the deal, the tariffs are going to remain.
Now, there's something else here that was mentioned yesterday by the president. He's talking about coming back from Europe with some sort of trade deal, but yet he said that if he doesn't have a trade deal, that Europe needs to brace for auto tariffs that may be coming against them to balance out the market prices between our vehicles and their vehicles.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a thing. Well, he's already talked about putting tariffs on autos. He could get France to back off when it came to the digital tax until the end of 2020. To see if we can get something done ahead of time. There's the UK and Italy still are going to put that tax on, and he's threatening tariffs against them as well. He wants to get something done that's going to be good for both sides. I think that it's enormously important. The one thing that I really want to see done, which would be great, quite honestly, is when it comes to drug and medical device prices and how we here in the United States subsidize the rest of the world. When it comes to the prices of these drugs, and it's not fair.
Now, you're close to the gift that has been given to the world, compliments of New York City, called AOC up there. And she made a statement yesterday that defies logic, and maybe you can explain this to me. She said, billionaires take money. They don't make money.
Yeah, I read what she said too. Again, she's off the rails. And the funny thing is, she's actually getting votes for Trump. Longtime Democrats are starting to see this and see what she's saying and what the party's becoming, and they're leaving because this is insanity. The things that are coming out of her mouth. So, as annoying as she may seem, as dumb as she is, the amount of air that she wastes every single time that she speaks, I do think that it's actually probably pretty good for Donald Trump.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all, and I absolutely positively agree with what you're saying, because, again, I keep hearing these things from the people in my travels. The Democrats that come up to me that say, you know, hey, I used to be this, that, and the other, but I'm no longer there. I'm an independent, or I'm voting for Trump, or I'm anything but siding with the Democrats because of the crazy folks that are out there. And they usually talk about the Gang of Four. It's not just AOC.
There's a bunch of them out there. I mean, she was going off on a rant talking about, you know, Democrats are she said that they were centrist and conservative party, and they need a true leftist party here in the United States. And yeah, they are true believers. You see what these people say. They're catching a lot of the Bernie supporters on tape now, basically threatening to round up people on the right and either have them killed or put into gulags. But this is, again, I don't know why anybody's surprised. This is what the left does. This is what happened in Bolshevik Revolution, Pol Pot, Mao, Stalin, doesn't make any difference by any means necessary as far as they're concerned, and that they have no problem with violence.
Now, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com to find out more about him. And, you know, Chris, we've talked about this before. There are a number of people, and I've heard it from more than one prognosticator, but I was listening to Fox Business or watching Fox Business the other day, and two or three different economic gurus came on in a row and said, we're going to go through a slight economic slowdown. It's on its way despite the enduring job gains. And people need to invest in gold, buy gold. It's the best bet on emerging markets. Really?
On emerging work, I mean, maybe, you know, as a hedge in a portfolio. But I doubt it. The people in Fox Business, they were probably saying to make it a part of your portfolio. I highly doubt that they said flipping your entire portfolio into commodities. That's utter insanity. You know, people do that, they end up getting killed. They really do. And like I said, gold is not the only commodity out there that you can put into your portfolio to act as a hedge.
No, they didn't say to buy gold for and replace whatever. They did say to buy gold and add it to your portfolio. I guess I forgot to mention that. Now, here's an interesting one. the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, announced that he had hacked Jeff Bezos' telephone. Now, isn't that Mr. CNN?
Listen, I'm not trying to look into this story too. And that, now I'm hearing other, you know, people coming out where they're denying that, and that's just a kind of a false flag type of a story. So I'm not sure what that means or what the point is behind that. I didn't even know that the Saudis had that type of capability. For crying out loud. But, yeah, there's more to this story. I got to figure out what's real and what's not real with this, but it's odd, without a doubt.
Well, the story is coming out of The Guardian. I believe that's out of London, isn't it?
Yes, yes. But then I'm hearing other stories where they're denying it. So who knows?
Okay, now the other thing is we've got Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren with their show-stopping comments that they've made about the economy and the things they're going to do and the taxes they're going to add and how they're finally going to even off income and the income inequality thing and all that nonsense they throw out there. And Steve Mnuchin yesterday just buried them in his comments from Davos by saying that they're going to ruin the economy if they get elected.
Yesterday, Davos, I mean, that's unfortunate because of what's going on in Washington. Speech given by Donald Trump was absolutely phenomenal, was outstanding. And basically, you know, listing our accomplishments as far as our economy is concerned and actually inviting the world to do things the way that we're going to do it so you can be successful, too. It was a lot of humility in the speech. And the United States is making its case over there. And you know, we're winning. You know, you actually have left wing, left of center, without a doubt, journalists coming out and saying that Donald Trump is being embraced. And they're actually, many are actually crying uncle saying, wait a second here. The numbers are what the numbers are. How can you deny, the type of, economy that we have going on here, the type of participation we have, the wage growth we have going on, everything that, he talked about is happening.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I got the music starting to come up in my ear here, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay warm.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website for more. By the way, when we come back, Colonel Jim Warshak, the retired U.S. Air Force colonel, as well as the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party will be on. We're going to talk, first of all, about the latest in the Michael Flynn trial and what's going on there, because Sidney Powell, Flynn's attorney, is going to be in Tampa to talk in front of the Hillsborough County Republican Club. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.